Heart Sutta. Maybe you read the introduction first, Tammy.
Good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and everyone.
Yeah.
So Heart Sutta, page 1, number 1, introduction.
Before that, the title first, the title. Heart Sutta come meditation classes short note. So this is the title, compiled from the weekly Sunday Heart Sutta come meditation class conducted by me at Wu Ping Jing Se Mahayana Temple of Vihara. So that is at section 8. Oh, sorry, section 11. Okay, then we go to the content page. Maybe I will do this part first. After that, Tammy, you continue. You look at the content page. The first edition don't have such detail in the content page. So now the content page has subheading. So this one, you all should thank the committee that work on it. I think mainly Sister Lee, Silke, and can set out at the back or not, because there is a PowerPoint there.
The recording, the sound.
Oh, don't worry. It will come up. It will come up.
The second mic sound might be far away from recording.
Oh, is it?
We try.
Okay. So yeah. Then fix it here. Then we still got point, you know? We plug it in so that somebody can be using the mic from the back. Okay, you look at the content page, we have introduction, acknowledgement, which after Tammy will read through. Then Heart Sutta class 1. Definition, Heart of Prajnaparamita Sutta, 5 aggregates of form and mind, 5 mental hindrance, the 5 spiritual faculty, 5 daily contemplation and reflection, which I have gone through a bit just now, summary wise. Then meaning of craving, meditation and attachment, or clinging. Then the second Heart Sutta class is the 10 perfections, 6 paramitas of the Mahayana, words of wisdom, Buddha's advice. So all these headings are very important, very useful. It can help cultivate all the way, develop understanding. If any topic interests you, or you have doubt, or not sure, or you come to all these subheadings, you will understand. Then like Heart Sutta 12, Appamada, heedfulness. Then 7 factors of enlightenment, and many other subheadings, life and existence, following the 5 universal nature's order, Panchaniyama. Then we have a lot more. Actually, all the Dhamma that you need to understand, the essential Theravada teaching, and some of the introduction to Mahayana teaching, you can find it here. So this one is enough for you to realize the sainthood way, the enlightenment in the here and now. Then you have affinity with the Bodhisattva way, you can develop further understanding. Then take the Bodhisattva vow, plant the seed of Bodhi, then prepare yourself so that when you go through the sainthood way enlightenment, that Bodhisattva way is also established, so that you will not cease and finish off that life as an Arahant. Okay, maybe now we go to, in fact, you look at the subheading until Romanized number page 7, there are a lot of subheadings that are very useful. Even until page 8, the appendix, they are all very important, very useful. Especially appendix 6a, and Appendix 8, Avijja Sutta, which we have added, and Appendix 9, the tree turning of the Four Noble Truths, is in chart form. Then we have the Trinity, Appendix 6a. Appendix 6 is training the mind. Then I add it as 6a because it's related. So there is a Trinity triangle to understand cultivation, which I have taught before. So what is a trained mind and untrained mind? Then how to train the mind, training of the mind. Importance of sati to walk the path of Dhamma. Important advice to cultivator or meditator. Using the silent mind, samasati. Then the five way to overcome unwholesome thought. Okay, so now we will start with the introduction. Okay, Tammy, you continue.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Tammy is back, don't worry.
Good evening, Mother Dear, Mrs. Dear, and everyone. So we start with page 1, number 1, introduction. First edition dated February 2012. Sister Lee Siu Gek had in the year January 2012 invited Brother Teo to visit Wu Bing Jinse Vihara, and it was during this visit that Sister Lee had requested Brother Teo to conduct this weekly Heart Sutta meditation class at Wu Bing Jinse Vihara. The first Heart Sutta meditation class commenced on the 12th February 2012 and it continues till 19th of May 2013 for the period of about 15 months. This was then followed by the weekly Satipatthana Sutta meditation classes. Initially, short notes were taken by Sister Lee and forwarded to Brother Teo for editing before using it for sharing at the next Heart Sutta meditation class. And this was how the Heart Sutta meditation classes short notes comes about. Many Karayamitas who had attended the classes have found the short notes to be very beneficial and rather useful, hence the reason why they had suggested that it be compiled into a book so that it can also benefit others who had the affinity to receive it later. These short notes can also help those of the Theravada tradition to have a better understanding of the Heart Sutta teaching of the Mahayana tradition, because Brother Teo had managed to link the Heart Sutra teaching to all the various essential Dharma of the Buddha as recorded in the Theravada tradition, so that Dharma practitioners and cultivators can have a much better understanding of both traditions' teachings and see clearly how they are related to each other. Brother Teo had also managed to link and explain clearly how all the essential Dharma of the Buddha as recorded in the Theravada tradition comes about and how they are connected to each other, thereby making it much easier to understand. In fact, the essence of the Buddha's teaching is just the Four Noble Truths, and all the other teachings, the essential Dharma, are spin-off from it.
So this is what I have been telling you all just now when I did the sharing. The reason why this Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma, the essence of his teaching is so important. Why must we come for retreat? Why must we spend time to learn this teaching? Because it can summarize to us all of life and existence, both mundane and supramundane, just within this Four Noble Truths. And this Four Noble Truths, they are very powerful truths. So first and second Noble Truths are the mundane aspect of life. Because these are realities of life and existence, prevalence of suffering, and the cause of its arising. Third and fourth noble truth are supramundane, beyond the mundane. Means, if you cultivate until enlightenment in the here and the now, you will realize the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana. Nibbana is the unconditioned. Like the Buddha said, if there does not exist the unconditioned, then escape from the conditioned world is impossible. Conditioned world need the mundane mind to manifest as consciousness and phenomena. To realize the unconditioned, you have to go beyond mind, the mundane mind. Means beyond the mundane thinking, the thought process. That's why beyond mind, beyond thought. To realize the unconditioned. The unconditioned is the cessation of that thought process, the form and mind. And that can only happen when your wisdom is already developed. Without the wisdom, you can only reach the state of pure awareness. The first thing to come out from that nature of ours, the pure awareness, when you stabilize it, the awareness will be there. That is your true mind. We call it the essence of mind. You know what is essence of mind? When there is no sense data, like no vibration, you cannot hear anything in it because there is no sound. No music, nothing. Then what happened? You realize there is a nature that is aware of that silence. Understand? No sound, nothing. That stillness, the tranquility, the silence. That is your true mind, the essence of mind. The awareness nature that can be aware. But it cannot think. It cannot come out and deep life. It cannot do anything. That is your sati, mindfulness, awareness, your true mind, your silent mind. So understand that. So when that one arises, that one can meditate, that one can see things as they are, can insight into phenomena, can observe what is going on to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Why the Buddha said, everything follow the paticca samuppada, mind make ade. The mundane mind, the phenomenal world, they are all dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, following this paticca samuppada. If you are mindful, aware, you can see. That's why you understand, who are you, what are you, how you function as a human being. And how you have the ability to realize that profound truth that the Buddha talked about, that this five aggregate of form and mind is impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's anatta, empty, no reality, not what you think. He know you, he know me. That is the unconditioned Dhamma, when you realize the truth and awaken. Because within the conditioned world, the self, the ego, exists. The form and mind, the human being, exists, even though it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. It's subject to the law of karma. It can give rise to causes and conditions within the conditioned world. That's why it can trigger of suffering, misery, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So this is the teaching. So when you understand all this, you like all of a sudden wake up. Then because the awareness nature is really there, you realize without thought, who are you? What are you? You will realize just the awareness nature. And that one is not a being. That's why I always say you are nothing. You are nobody. You are inside there, no words, no thought, no consciousness, no content, just that nature. How can you exist? That's why it's anatta also inside there. That's why the Buddha, very precise, very wise, he says, sabbe sankara anicam, sabbe sankara dukkham. But the last one, he never say sankara. Sabbe dhamma anatta. Dhamma means what? Both the conditioned and the unconditioned is also anatta. So now you understand that nature is the deathless element. From that nature, the first thing to arise is that pure awareness nature. And that is the one that never dies. That's why when you are with that nature, it can understand things. It can awaken, no more delusion. Then from there, it forms the understanding, which we call wisdom. So when the wisdom that arises through the awareness-based meditation is connected to your form and mind, this form and mind, you say, is enlightened. You can say it's one of the sainthood. First day, second day, third day, or fourth day, or around. But that one is not you. Yeah, that one is not a permanent, unchanging entity. That one is dependent, originating, karmically conditioned. So the arahant is because it has the wisdom connected, no more delusion, and the law of karma also cannot do anything to him. After that, no more rebirth, unless he is born as a bodhisattva with the bodhi mind, with the basic vow of a bodhisattva, out of love and compassion, the pure mind, which don't have delusion. So now you understand. So this is the deeper part that some kayamita can now understand. Then later on it will become very beautiful. Last time I cannot go into all this. A lot of people are not ready. So hopefully with this retreat, the sharing is recorded and we have the appropriate causes and conditions to bring forth this. And going forward, you will be very, very surprised with what will happen. So a lot of things, this is nature, it will manifest. I don't do anything, I got no magic, nothing, but I have this understanding that I can share. That's it. My duty is like the Buddha said, he is here to show us the way. You have to walk the path yourself. You have to develop the cultivation yourself. Understand? And this sharing and teaching that are going to surface is not the usual one. This one is meant for kayamita that have the affinity and the understanding. Some at the moment may not, but later you will have, because that condition is very unique. The website, the recording, everything is like meant to be. This is the duty that I was asked by Maitreya to actually share with the world. 请你把正法传下去. And this type of understanding and Dhamma is very rare. You can't find. But because of affinity, because of causes and conditions, things just manifest. That's why our kayamita force is very different. Very, very different. And now it's getting more and more, I don't know what word to use, more and more. If you use powerful, it does not describe the thing. It's like stronger and stronger, and it's evolving very fast. It's like a lot of things has to come out, means it has to come out. Yeah, my nature, accord and flow. If there is no condition, nothing surfaces, nothing arises. And when I came, I didn't prepare anything. I just let the organizer organize, and people request for book, I just bring it. Then today come, today I share. So this is what nature is, Anasara. In Thailand, my teacher Ajayantra said, Dhammacha. You know what is Dhammacha? Nature's, the what they call Dhamma Niyama. Dhamma Niyama means nature's occurrences, Anasara. Like the birth of a great being, the Buddha. There is a lot of phenomena happening. Natural occurrences, Dhammacha. And all these are nature. The causes and conditions will evolve and it will surface. Then when there is supposed to be something, things will fall into place. Like I used to share with one of the Kalimita, I don't know who, they asked me. They say initially when we started, at first he thought it's only 1 or 2 years of our retreat. He thought this is the second year. I said, no, Anno has been there for very long. Since Fraser Hill, where Sui An before he retired.
Yeah?
201. So Sui An, the time he was working with Samdabi, so he got a unit. The I think Fraser Hill, they have a company, a bungalow there. So he said before he retire, better go and have retreat. That one was a 3-day, 2-night. Yeah, but with that retreat, very beautiful. So, I think a lot of the Subang group came. I think Chim also there. So that retreat, you know what happened? There is a Cheng Hun. You all remember Cheng Hun? Jui's cousin, I don't know. Wee Cheng Hun. Wee Jui Hun and Wee Cheng Hun, I don't know. He got a lotus that he actually harvested from his own, her own garden. No? And she just want to bring an offer. No? You know what happened? No? Lotus normally flower not long. One. That one she bring. First day until the 3rd day, last day, fully blossom. No? And after that, a lot of people request, hey, can we continue the retreat? Then we don't know where to conduct, we are Sui An retired already. Then I said, Sompo Temple, come here. Because 1989, a lot of things happened when I was around. That was the year my nature actually connected. That's why the rest is history, everything just happened. Okay? So maintain the faith, develop the sadha virya, then diligently stabilize your mindfulness awareness. The rest are not important. Stabilize your sati. Yeah. Then all the understanding, it will just unfold. Okay? But when you listen, attentively listen. No need to make note. When the bill is recorded. Yeah. And all the teaching is inside here. No need to make notes. Yeah. So this is what you will benefit, the art of listening. When you listen attentively, without your views, opinion and conditioning to come in and interfere, that is the real listening. You listen from your heart, from your true mind, the sati, the awareness, just listen. Right or wrong, the nature will filter, the nature will know. You no need to worry about right or wrong. When it has nothing to do with the truth, this one does not absorb it. But when it has something to do with the Dhamma and the truth, this one by itself take in one. Without you knowing, the vibration, the wisdom energy already in. Like I told Inbi in the previous retreat, he wants to know what is mind-to-mind transmission. the mind seal. Yeah. That one, no need words. You can just relax, maintain awareness, silent, and let the vibration go in. The understanding is already inside there. Then later on, that being that has this ability to have this nature to listen, it will understand one. Even they have not heard that the sharing in words, but when they wake up from that thing, this movement, when they see that truth, that Dhamma, they will understand one. That's why a lot of things about cultivation you will never understand. Yeah, it happened to me after 1989. So a lot of time, my nature becomes sensitive. Then this one open up. Then this one continue to have the ability to draw. Then after that, I realize not only I inherit from my past, I can understand so many things. Yeah. Things that I never learned this life. Everything come back. So have faith in the awareness nature, siddhi, do it, and you will benefit from it. The Buddha also mentioned, for siddhi is life. Without siddhi, you become heedless. There is no life. And the heedless are as if dead. Remember that. Heedfulness is very important. Forget about all the method, technique, and practice. Develop heedfulness. Be mindful. Be aware. You will become totally different. Okay? Yeah, continue. Yeah. You can rejoice if you want to. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, yeah. Tell me. Continue.
Okay. The fourth paragraph. It has always been Brother Teo's sincere intention and wish that Dharma friends, spiritual practitioners, seekers of truth, and cultivators will be able to make use of this enclosed Heart Sutra cum meditation classes, short notes, to develop a better and clearer understanding of the Dharma as taught by the Buddha, so that they may progress along the path of Dharma to become a more virtuous and wiser human being that can be a blessing to all. Page 2. As these short notes were mostly only important pointers as prepared by Sister Lee for my editing, as such it may not be as complete as compared to the recorded talks. Hence, it is hoped that readers who want to benefit more will listen to the recordings so as to have a clearer and a more complete understanding of what had been shared.
Okay, this part I put in because at that time I realized not many people understand what I share. Even I put into short note like that not many people can understand. So that's why I recommend that they go and listen to the actual recording. But too many talks, over 15 months old, you got time or not? Every Sunday, and solid 3 hours in our per session, 3 to 6. Yeah. And during that time, I remember when I first came up to share, my Sunday class, even I go and teach at pub, is always 3 hours, 3 to 6. Champaka also same. But Champaka that time was Saturday. And some of them, they were observing me, you know. They saw me lay person, they don't know who I am. Then the way I teach is so different. You know? Then there were a few people who were very observant at the back there. You know what they say? They say, you look. He has been sitting there for 3 hours, you know, he didn't move. Huh? You realize, huh? You know, at that time I was young, my leg, okay. And I can sit there for 3 hours, no problem. The whole teaching, the whole meditation, whatever, I just sat there. Cross-leg. I didn't even go for toilet until the class finished. Yeah. You know, at that time, different. But like Xuan Hua say, nowadays, I don't want to be a hero anymore. Got sit, I sit. What for torture myself? Actually, I should thank that year. Forgot to bring my cushion. Oh, that year was very good. They forgot to bring my cushion. No? And I came here, I got no cushion. No, no chair, nothing. No? So I have to go and look for one. Wow, very hard one, very thick one. Wow, that year, I think I have to pay back that karma. Maybe last time I did something, I don't know. Then after that, wow, I realized cannot be a hero anymore. So after that, although I can still relax and overcome all those things, but I realized no need. Like Xuan Hua last time, he can, the mother died. In front of the mother's grave, he moaned. In northern China, no, very cold area, winter, with the normal clothing, no warm clothing, no. He endured through his strong mind, samadhi, and fear. But then later on, he realized, you know, that's why later on in his sharing in California, US, he said, now I wear thick clothing, warm clothing. He said, no point, you understand? What are you trying to prove? Body is still a body, it will go the way of nature. So all these are understanding. So don't be impressed by what people can do and all those things. Because that is not the teaching, understand? Able to sit 3 hours or what? But it so happened I didn't realize they were observing that, no? Instead of listening to what I share. Understand? No? So they developed the impression at the back of the talk. He said, that guy can sit 3 hours like there, no more. They all half an hour pain here, pain there. A lot of complaint and all those things. But it's your understanding. Because that time when I sat through the pain, when it flashes through, 1989, from that moment onward, pain was never an issue. I laugh at the pain. Before it even build up, it just gone. Then I can just relax into it and endure. That's what I know. Don't resist. Silent. Be with it. Then it flashes through. Okay? So what I want to tell you is now, no need to listen to that already. Understand? Read this because you have the consciousness to understand all this. Last time different. Last time I can tell you, I used to tell Kanyamita, whoever can understand 10% of what I share, he is already very, very good. But now a lot of them can understand. So we all should progress with time and rejoice with the progress. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, continue. Tell me.
Okay. For those who want to listen to the recordings, they can download the talks from our website at www.broteoh.com by clicking on to menu repository recording of classes, Sunday class, Wu Ping Jing Se, Heart Sutta 2012 recordings link. Or we are contacting either Brother Tae Chin Hao or Sister Lee Siu Gek for more details. Or Brother Ng Sui An for more details. Second edition dated 8 March 2020. The reason for this second edition was mooted earlier to coincide with the need for a second reprint of this Heart Sutta book. In doing so, we have included the following activities to help improve the readability of this book. 1. Correct whatever printing errors, spelling, and grammar mistakes detected in the first edition. 2. Since the first edition text was aligned to the colloquial speeches in the talk, some editorial amendments have been made to the text without detracting from the essence of the talk. 3. Useful subheadings have been added to all the Heart Sutta classes listed in the table of content to help readers look for the topic that interests them more easily. 4. Appendix 8 Explanation of Avijja Sutta, Sutta of Ignorance has been added. 5. Appendix 6a Trinity to Understand Cultivation has been added. Okay, page 3, number 2. Acknowledgement. It is the donor's sincere intention that this Heart Sutra Cum Meditation Classes Short Notes, second edition, be given free to all those who are interested and have the affinity to receive them. I would like to take this opportunity to thank and rejoice in the generosity and wholesomeness of all those Dharma friends or Kalayamitas who had donated and helped out in the compilation, typing, formatting, proofreading, etc. to make this free distribution of Dharma Dana possible. Special thanks should be accorded to Sister Padmasuri, who had personally taken the initiative to prepare this second edition updates for my editing, Brother Tune, Sister Eng B, and Sister Su Yi, for their very useful and rather important input, thereby enabling this Heart Sutra Camp Meditation Classes Short Notes second edition to have the condition to be printed for free distribution. By the power of all this wholesomeness, may all beings be well and happy, free from all mental and physical sufferings, harms and dangers, and may there be love, peace and joy deep within their hearts, so that the world will be much more peaceful with greater harmony always. And may it also pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for all Dharma friends who had donated or helped out in one way or other to realize their good and noble wishes or aspirations soon as possible. With metta always, by Brother Teo Kit.
Okay. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So it's almost 6 o'clock. Then we have to do the simple closing puja. This closing puja, we just pay respect. We will chant the Arahang Sama Sambuddha all the same. Then after that, we have to shift our program a bit, because our dinner now has been changed to 6 o'clock, no more 5:30. So 6 o'clock to 6:45. 6:45, you add half an hour each. Then after that, the rest, maybe we can cut short here. Do you need so much rest time? Don't need, okay. Those who need can go and rest. Those who don't need can come to the class earlier. Okay. What about you can 6:45 evening chanting? We get our program back. If cannot, you come later, never mind. You only miss the chanting. Okay? So we shall do the closing puja, preliminary, then we end. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Sanghang Namami. Okay, you all can now mindfully pray for dinner. We go down.